Tara Hotz, advocate for child care reform, on this moment of Indiana history. In 1877, a gift from railroad tycoon Chauncey Rose allowed Vigo County officials to build a facility for orphaned and abandoned children superior to most in the Midwest. The Rose Orphan Home, which opened in 1883, was headed by Lyman Alden, a pioneering child care advocate who had been testing his theories of institutional care in Michigan. In Alden's day, most orphans spent a brief amount of time in a county home before being placed out into private homes. Although administrators claimed that children received better care and upbringing in a real home, the practice endured mainly because it was efficient and cheap. The adopting families received little scrutiny. As a result, many children served as unpaid labor or might be passed along when they became too expensive or inconvenient. At the Rose Orphan Home, children were housed in cottages, given toys, and encouraged to play, disciplined with positive reinforcement for good behavior, and only punished for severe rule-breaking. Alden emphasized careful nurturing and training of children before they were sent out to well-screened homes. He corresponded with children who had left the home to ensure that they were thriving, and in response, many of his former charges wrote back with progress reports as they grew up. It would be many decades before theories of child social work caught up to Alden's ideas that children should be individually evaluated, as should placement homes and foster parents, and that follow-up visits and evaluations were crucial to children's welfare. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.